The Center for Business and Economic Research at Marshall University conducted a preliminary investigation on the impact of the January 9th chemical spill into the Elk River. They wanted to see what the loss of water and the subsequent closing of restaurants and other businesses meant to the economic climate in the nine counties affected by the water ban. CBER estimates that for each day that the ban was fully in place, $19 million was lost. Christine Risch is the Director of Resource and Energy Economics at CBER.
Water is very much like electricity, and it's such an essential service that people take for granted in running their households and providing goods and services for their customers. And once it's not available, it's very difficult to function.
CBER estimates at $19 million a day the total money lost to be roughly $61 million for the two business days and two weekend days where businesses could not operate. The amount equals about 24% of the economic activity in the area. Risch says some restaurants were closed for an entire week, and even upon opening, the fear of whether the water is safe keeps consumers away, and it keeps restaurants using bottled water.
Many of them still are using bottled water because their customers don't trust the water, and so that's an additional expense that they have taken on. So some of them will never be able to regain what they lost from that first week or 4 days. Some of them, their customers may be coming back stronger and now.
Risch says they want to delve deeper into the long-term effects with future studies that will take time. The number of affected workers, according to CBER, is estimated to be nearly 75,000 for each business day the ban was fully in place, which represents 41% of area workers. CBER says the high number is indicative of the type of businesses that were most affected, restaurants, bars, and the like, and the lower-wage service-producing personnel that work at those facilities. She says it will take a while before even the businesses know what the ban will mean long term.
I imagine they're still calculating that, and some of them may have a pretty good picture if they had a clean break, as in 4 days with cleanly lost business, and then back to normal after that. But I think there's probably still some calculations to do for those that are buying bottled water, and those who had damaged equipment, which happened in a few cases, and those who had to change their employment structure.
The report says establishments in the restaurant and lodging industries are less likely to recover lost revenues and are among those that will continue to be most affected. Estimation of wages permanently lost by hourly workers will take more studies. Risch says the other thing they are interested in looking at is how areas like Huntington got a boost from the ban.
We heard that in the initial 4 days in a week, Huntington got quite a bit of business from people that felt like they needed to come here to do their shopping and their dining. And sometimes the legacy of these kind of events do linger. I mean, it may only linger for a couple months. It could linger for several months. And that's a question we might just have to wait and see.
The estimated $61 million loss does not include the cost of cleaning up the spill or emergency funds spent during the spill. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.